Israel, sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 7th, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, I have words of encouragement for you. Then are they glad because they are quiet. Psalm 107, verse 30. Silence in the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. The Lord's everlasting arms are beneath you, my sister. You have begun to feel after God, and your soul is refusing to believe itself time-bound and sense-bound. You are now responding to the words of Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus has taken you into a harbor of gracious experience and bids you, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Rest in his promise. Your life has been for a time past of unrest. But the voice of Jesus comes to you saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. You are privileged as a daughter of Abraham to have gladness in God himself. Through the name and merits of Christ Jesus, you become not only restored to God, but an heir of God and joint heir of Jesus Christ. When you, as heir of God, survey your restored inheritance, your countenance lights up with peace and restfulness in God. This is gladness in your heart. The joy of Christ in the soul is worth everything. It is Christ's summer in the soul. Then are they glad because they are privileged to be quiet and rest in the arms of everlasting love. Psalm 107, verse 30. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37, verse 7. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are at one with the Father. I in thee, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 23. Now, in the place of talking over your questioning doubts, break away from them in the strength of Jesus Christ and glorify the Lord. And let light in your own soul by making your voice and lips express faith and confidence and trust in God. I know that the Lord is very nigh you to give you the victory. All I can say to you is, be helped, be strengthened, be lifted up out of and away from the dark dungeon of unbelief. No dart can wound and bruise the soul like the sharp doubts of unbelief. And God is dishonored by any soul who shall belittle the power of God by talking unbelief. Doubts will rush into your mind because Satan has held you so long in captivity to his cruel power. But face him with all the strength Jesus is willing to give you, and conquer the inclination to express unbelief in your precious Savior. It is not enough that you believe that he will save others, but that he saves you. There is not, there cannot be peace where there is a lost faith. Let us, you and me, pray for this removal of doubts. But pray in faith that God does hear your prayer, that the Lord will do it, because he wants you to be saved. Repeat now, as often as you have repeated hitherto, that the Lord will not save you. I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Mark 9, verse 24. Do you believe the merciful Savior gave no rest to the soul of the doubting Thomas? Bear in mind that Jesus is your Redeemer. Rest in Christ Jesus as you never rested in him before. In much love, praying the Lord to bless you.